John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome John Cochrane of the Hoover Institution, writing most recently at his blog, Grumpy Economist. He's not grumpy. He's quite pleasant. But in any event, the grumpy economist turns to inflation, or inflation good, inflation bad, and the new term we need to understand because of the doubts everywhere I see about, is there inflation? Will there be inflation? Why are the rates staying so low for so long? What does it mean that cryptocurrency can fly to the moon and then come back down again? What does all that add up to? And the new word is reflation. John, a very good evening to you. What is reflation? Did we just invent it? Good evening.
Good evening. No, we did not actually. That's a term from the 1930s about prices coming back up to where they were before a bad event. So it's a nice description. Does it mean anything? I don't know. But prices did go down in our recent recession, and they're back up now to about where they were before we started.
Now we need one more term of art, which I do not solve completely. There are charts that John's made available. What is the base effect? Base effects. Why are we looking for base effects? If I was an economist, I wouldn't ask this question, but I'm not.
Yeah, no. So looking at inflation, inflation is how much prices are rising. So if you look at how much temperature has changed, if you look from January to July, you'll say, wow, the earth is getting hotter amazingly fast. But of course, you want to look from July to July to look at climate. So the same thing happens with inflation. That's why I made graphs of the level of prices, which lets you see how you fall down into the recession. And then we've come back up. And now we're starting to go a little farther beyond where we were when it all started.
Right. You choose April of 2020, a very bad month. I walked the canyons of Manhattan by myself. What is important about April for us to pay attention to compared to where we are now?
Well, that was kind of the bottom. And we're seeing this in all statistics. So if you look at growth rate statistics, inflation, GDP growth, you say, oh, my gosh, look what's going on. Because, of course, you're starting at the bottom. So that's why I think you got to consider how far you fell before you come back up in order to make judgments about where we are. And GDP is the same. We're sort of coming back to where we were beforehand. That'll be a spectacular growth from a low base.
And so
not necessarily go on.
I add all this up, and we have seasonally adjusted, non-seasonally adjusted. Add all this up, and I ask myself, does this contrast with the conditions that we're told are extant because the pandemic is still with us? The Federal Reserve, our central bankers being cautious and dovish, central bankers around the world also being very cautious about the recovery. Does it mean that they see this reflation and they believe that it's in line and that they can keep rates low through 2022?
The big question is, are we headed for a inflation in the future? Are we going to replay the 1970s? The monetary and fiscal stimulus is on like gangbusters, as you mentioned. We're seeing prices going up. We're seeing shortages in a lot of places. Now, the first thing they're going to do is say, oh, this is all temporary, and leave the stimulus on. The big question is, so it could go either way. The big question is, once it becomes clear that the economy is healed, will they back off? And do people expect them to take the hard steps it would take to contain inflation should it break out?
Because I learned in the 20th century, the good old 20th century, that when you see inflation, it's too late to stop it. Does that still hold? Is that still a proverb that the Federal Reserve cares about? And what are they looking for?
Not necessarily. So the fact is important. Inflation comes when people expect inflation. And so long as people expect that there won't be much inflation, you can have a little temporary blip of inflation, and people say, well, that's okay, we're not going to worry about it. When people expect inflation to come next year, then they start raising prices this year. And that's why don't believe anyone who tells you they can forecast what's going to happen to inflation. It's like a bank run mechanism. You don't really know until it's hit you. So one sign is, yes, as inflation starts to get going, people start to expect more in the future. But most of all, when people lose faith that our government has the will to do something like it did in the 1980s, to suffer what it takes to stop inflation, then the expectations go, then the inflation comes.
Let me lay down anecdotes that I've accumulated these last weeks looking for this inflation monster. Housing is overwhelmingly hot, so much so they can't build fast enough. They can't find the lumber to build anyway. At the same time, the small businesses of America are having difficulty finding workers to fill the jobs that are now available because they're in recovery. And we have increasingly lots more jobs being advertised than we have workers to fill them. And I mentioned earlier the cryptocurrency. Are any of those measures of inflation that to come, or is that all just anecdote to make people feel better?
No, these are all exactly the sorts of things that happen as you had in an economy that's going to have some inflation. So the big question is whether that's a one-time thing and then we get over it and go back to normal, or does this build itself in and it keeps going, more and more stimulus and then more and more inflation. There is a supply limit out there, and we need to not forget that fact.
The market has been trending up. I know the stock market is only a representation of what people will pay that day, but it's increasingly obvious that either that's reflation or what we're looking at is moonshots for a lot of popular equities. Is that connected in any fashion to the genuine inflation that we worry about, which makes us poorer in the future?
Not as much as you might think. So a lot of why stock price is high is that interest rates are so very low, and asset prices wander up and down a lot relative to the stuff we have to buy. So, stock markets are not a sign typically of inflation to come.
Therefore, what we have right now is an unknown. You've laid out these charts to either make me feel better or make me feel like there's something coming that we can't see yet. Using April as the base, looking forward, we're reflating. At what point is April no longer useful? Do we need another base? Do we have to say, you know, we recovered and now the prices continue to rise?
Well, I am quite worried, but of course I've been worried a long time, which is makes me a little more cautious. But I think the pattern to worry about is we start seeing inflation. We start seeing your stories about lumber and workers and so forth. And we start seeing prices going up. Our leaders keep saying, oh, it's temporary. It's just something or other. We're going to give more speeches.
Which is exactly what they're saying, John. That's exactly you're writing the speeches.
Well, I remember the speeches from the 1970s. Inflation came out and they said, oh, this is just temporary. There's a supply shortage here, there, and the other place. It'll pass. You know, we have the tools. Things will be under control. And they never were under control. So there comes a moment when it slips out of control. I don't know when that moment is. I'm not forecasting it, but I think we are in danger of that moment coming.
Just a little politics here, right? Right now, the Congress and the administration have extended unemployment bonuses until September of this year, and money in addition to being unemployed. It is said, again, it's anecdote, that that's holding people back from taking jobs, although more and more are taking jobs. Does Congress's action mean that we can't make an honest decision about jobs and about inflation until after all of those stimulus gifts go away? In other words, is it better to check on all of this in the fourth quarter of this year?
I think this is a long-running, deep problem with our policy. Yes, we're paying people to stay home, and it's hard for people to get for employers to get them to come work. Our social programs typically take away a dollar or more benefits for every dollar you earn. It's hard to get people to go to work, and the larger scale, the administration policy is not organized around efficiency, increasing supply, you know, getting the economy to work more. So that pattern's going to be there. And I think the big worry is, you know, we won't have inflation so long as people believe that were inflation to come out, our government would be ready to replay the 1980s. A sharp raise in interest rate, induce a big recession, and this time it would also have to really contract fiscal policy. That recession would not have big blowout spending, big stimulus, big whatever. People have to believe that is going to happen. And if people decide that's not going to happen, if people decide they don't want to buy lots and lots of government debt and hold lots and lots of money, then it all of a sudden snowballs.
The last question, a simple one. We have less than a minute. Trillions and trillions for infrastructure. Does that have any connection to inflation in the future, or is it an unknown?
Well, if the trillions were going to actual infrastructure, things that increase the productive capacity of the U.S. economy, that would be fine. But a vanishing portion of this trillions is going to actual infrastructure, and the part that is won't get its environmental permits cleared for another decade. So what's labeled infrastructure is like home health care for unionized SEIU workers. That's $400 billion worth of that stuff. I think this is one more stimulus bill hiding as infrastructure, which will that just will, if anything, fan the flames of the inflation.
The grumpy economist, John Cochrane, he's not grumpy, he's a senior fellow of the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.